Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Feeling better about kids on the internet. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Americans have a growing comfort level with young people using social networking, chat programs, and email, according to a new Zogby International survey. The changing sentiment could have implications for technology policy, according to Tim Lorden with the Congressional Internet Caucus Advisory Committee. Lorden, whose group commissioned the survey, says a large number of Americans are still queasy about the online activities of young people, but those views are changing fast.
With regard to the age at which users should be allowed to use email, web, chat rooms, social networking sites, it seems like the American populace is coming to grips and getting accustomed to these new technologies. Email has been in the marketplace for a decade, and it seems like everybody agrees that kids should have access to email at an early age. Slightly less percentage of people think that kids should web surf at an early age, but people are still significantly concerned about social networking sites and whether kids should be using them and at what age.
So in general, how have the feelings about young people and technology changed over time?
It turns out that people are getting accustomed to technology, email and things like that, and that's pretty natural. I mean, over time, people start to use these technologies, and they feel that there aren't as many concerns for their kids using them.
So what are the policy implications of this data?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Right now, the attorneys generals for the 50 states have asked social networking sites to implement age verification technology across the board. So essentially they're saying, kids should not be allowed on these sites. And the polling data may kind of reflects that. About 63% of Americans kind of felt that social networking sites should not be available to kids under 16. And that's significant. And so most social networking sites are available to users starting at age 13 or 14.
Tim Lorden with the Congressional Internet Caucus Committee, which advises policymakers on technology issues. A new social media study finds that many women put a great deal of trust in blogs as a source of information on politics, products, and other information. About half of 6,000 women surveyed by BlogHer, a blog network for women, said blogs are very reliable, while most of the rest of the respondents said they're somewhat reliable. Only 4% said blogs are not reliable at all. BlogHer co-founder Elisa Kamahort Page.
We trust the communities we're forming online. We trust them to give us good advice. We trust them to give us reliable information. We trust them to help us make purchases. We trust them to help us pick candidates. We are going online to talk about and express ourselves around all of the topics that affect our daily lives, and that we are shifting our attention away from other ways that we could be getting that information and advice and those recommendations. And so I think that shows that people trust the bloggers that they read on a daily basis because they feel that blogger doesn't have a huge outside agenda. That blogger's just telling them what they think in their own authentic voice.
Page says more than 36 million American women actively participate in the blogosphere every week. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.